We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right. Staggering numbers, but then I wouldn't expect anything else from the guy who said that we needed an invasion of this country back in 2015, that we needed an invasion, that would be his policy, that it was good for America to have an invasion on its borders. His words, not mine.
Yep.
We played that audio many times. That was Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing this. And He's flat out says, I mean, his greatest hits, right?
What I would do as president, I would, in fact, make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Yeah. No. And, you know, what would it look like if he were president? I mean, like, would we have, like he said, an unrelenting surge of immigration.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop. Nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
So for the left, as everything else is, this is racial. The problem is, when you decide not to vet who's coming at the border, you get announcements like the one we had earlier this week by the Border Patrol of a 3,100% increase in sex offenders nabbed at the border. That means others got through.
I have to ask this question.
Yeah.
If whites are becoming a minority in this country, will Democrats then start trying to address the white minority as a grievance group?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
I didn't think so.
None of this is really about
race. I'm trying to apply logic to illogical.
No. The problem the left has is that white males are the group that votes most overwhelmingly for Republicans. That is why they are targeted. If they were to change that behavior, the left's targeting of them would end immediately. And cancellation of them and marginalization of them in every way would end. It's all about shaming, silencing, and ending those who vote for your opponents. It's not about race or anything.
How's that working out?
They would be condemning Hunter Biden, a white man.
Yeah.
This morning.
Oh, of course. For his racist comments.
Racist thing I've heard anyone openly say.
And his misogynistic, paternalistic behavior.
Yeah.
As well as his illegal behavior, and taking bribes from foreign countries.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we are now at 48 hours since the most overtly racist comments I've heard by a major public figure.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a single condemnation whatsoever.
No.
So what we have learned from this is that as a white male, you can, in fact, refer to Barack Obama using the N-word.
Yeah.
You can do that. But you have to be a Democrat, and in particular a Biden. I don't know, maybe just generally you could be a Democrat and do it. I'm not sure about that. But we have learned that. And so what that means is all of this stuff from the left, the cancel culture, all of it is fake.
If Joe Manchin has a son, I'm sure he couldn't get away with it.
Oh, Joe Manchin? Are you kidding me? No. Mm-mm. Yeah. No, he couldn't get away with it.
But if it was a member of the squad that said something that was anti-Semitic or racial, I'm sure that would be fine.
Well, when we have yet another white man, Jack Dorsey, allowing Hitler Was Right to trend on Twitter for a week.
Great.
You can see where they're coming from. And it's a really scary play. I mean, they scare me. They literally terrify me. And then the next thing that trends is fire Meghan McCain, because Meghan McCain rightly and courageously called out the left's anti-Semitism on Twitter, as she should have. As she should have. It's heroic of her to do that. And then they allow fire Meghan McCain to trend for questioning anti-Semitism on Hitler, you know, and Hitler hashtags on The View. I mean, we live in times that, I mean, this is crazy stuff. So, I mean, the anti-Semitism, racism by the left is right out there for anybody to see who wants to see it. But they don't apply their cancel culture, which is how you know they're not sincere. They don't mean it. But I don't want to get caught up in that right now, this moment, because I wanted to start with this. We are seeing historic numbers on the border. Unbelievable numbers on the border. I mean, this just released, Lee, and you had this in the news, 674% increase in illegal immigrants arrested at the border over last year. Mm-hmm. 674% increase. This is Joe Biden's America. So I went back to March, 100,000 illegal immigrants arrested at the border in March. In May, by May, this month, it's 180. So this is escalating. It's out of control. Three leaders, Guatemala, Mexico, and El Salvador, all during Kamala's trip, which CNN was dubbing a disaster this morning. I don't know if you saw that. Called out Joe and Kamala and said, you know, we're not having it. No, it's Joe and Kamala doing this, not us. We're not doing this. So, the trip backfired on her. By the way, did you hear Kamala did have a comment on the new border numbers? The 600 plus percent was increase?
Was it another giggle?
Yeah, the 600%. This was her comment this morning.
Right?
I yep. said that in jest.
Well, it's all very funny. Anyway, so that's where she was with that. This is just wild. What's kind of going on between Biden and Kamala? I mean, dude has thrown her under a bus. I mean, handing off, you know, their solution to, wow, we've got open borders, but we don't want anyone to notice is, okay, we'll pin it on Kamala. We're going to send her out there. How can, just in all fairness to her, and I don't like her, but in all fairness to her, if the president's policy is open borders, and, you know, stay in Mexico policy and all the Trump policies that were working, and that's the president's policy, how is the vice president going to stand any kind of chance of fixing that if Joe's causing it? Well, she can't. So, I mean, he's thrown her under the border, and now they're throwing her under the bus. They've thrown her under the bus again. Listen to this. Biden administration officials perplexed. This is the headline. At Harris's performance during Central America trip. So his own officials, after dumping this problem on her, that even if she wanted to solve it, and she doesn't, she thinks it's funny, but even if she wanted to solve it, would be important for her to solve, right? Impossible for her to solve. Now that she has failed to solve the impossible problem to solve, they're throwing her under the bus. Telling CNN, these anonymous Biden officials, they are quite perplexed about Vice President Harris's fumbling multiple questions at the border, and are concerned her unforced errors will overshadow her first international trip, including her, and it was disaster yeah. of an answer yeah. to Lester Holt, where she just flat out lies and says, oh, we've been to the border. And he's like, no, you haven't. So they're truly throwing her under the border. Administration officials told CNN there was a real hope the trip would be a success and voiced their concern about, quote, what looked like an ill-prepared answers to that inevitable question would overshadow it. So this is Game of Thrones type stuff, Lee. You know what I mean? Where everybody's just trying to kill everybody.
Just waiting for the dragons to show up.
Oh, they will. And they'll burn everything down at this exactly. rate. So, I mean, this shows you how bad the internal polling's got to be, that they have made the calculated decision. That they are going to dump all the sins of the Biden administration on her shoulders in a way that she can't possibly survive politically. And then they're going to send her out and politically assassinate her by leaking this stuff, by leaking these comments. I mean, this is bad. I mean, they are destroying her politically. She's not going to recover from that. And that's not my opinion. That is, remember yesterday in The Hill, they mm-hmm. quoted an unnamed Democrat operative that said this to her was an absolute disaster that would haunt her for the rest of her political life. Well, it is also coordinated and staged by the Biden administration to buy themselves a little more time with open borders.
Well, the problem is, though, that Democrats are never held responsible for the consequences of their actions, nor for their failures. These seem to be resume enhancers. I mean, look at all of the things that we said about Joe Biden. I mean, good grief, his plagiarism, his lying, his mistelling stories, his, you know, loss of memory constantly, his losing his place in speeches where there's a teleprompter in front of him, you know, his two-faced policies on racism and everything, and yet he's president. So none of those failures, none of those, you know, warts and all, it doesn't make any difference when you're the Democrats. So I'm not so sure that it's going to have any really impact on Vice President Harris. You know,
well,
was it bad? Yeah, it didn't look good at all. Not at all. But, hey, that doesn't seem to hurt anybody in the Democrat Party.
Well, when you've got a U.S. media that's willing to tell the world, oh, Hunter's laptop, no, that's Russian disinformation, when they know darn well it's not. By the way, the UK Daily Mail is systematically, to use a word the Democrats like, going through Hunter's laptop. That's where all these stories are coming from. While the American media, after saying it was Russian disinformation, then admitting it wasn't, they're just ignoring it now. And so this is where these bombshells are coming from. And they're unbelievable. But anyway, Biden's trip has begun. And Fox News reporting this morning that he's expected in speeches today to announce to Europe and the world that we are moving away from an America First policy. So our president is touring the world to let everybody know that America will not come first in America. Have you seen any other country do this, Lee?
No.
Even
not
like
since
France,
the Obama administration.
Germany. Yeah. Have you ever heard them say something like, you know, France and Germany suck. It won't come first anymore. Yeah. Don't worry. We're looking out for you, but not our own citizens. Nobody else's leadership does this in the world but ours. It's so embarrassing.
We're back to Obama policy. We're leading from behind.
Leading from behind. And we say America is back. We suck and America First is dead, which means we're back. What they mean is it means we've gone to the back, but we're still paying the bills for everybody else, though.
Of course.
Yeah, we're paying for Europe to have a military so that they can afford health care with printed and borrowed money. And that is how you know America's back. They just, I swear, Lee, I bet you they laugh at us behind our backs. I bet they do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joe Biden doesn't even believe what you're about to hear him say. You could tell by how he says it. Yeah, so he's over there in Europe. He's saying, yes, this isn't a joke, what I'm about to say. It'll sound like one. He knows it sounds like one. He doesn't believe this. But it's what he has to say because the people who run his administration own him, along with the governments of several countries, of course. Here we go.
This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming.
Wow. Okay. Do you believe the Joint Chiefs told him that? The Joint Chiefs of Staff told him the greatest threat facing America is global warming. Not the bioweapon that got out of the lab from China, or the fact that they have 70 other labs like it? Not that. No? Okay. Okay, well, just one of three things is going on there. Joe's lying, which is the greatest likelihood. The Joint Chiefs didn't say that to him. We are in real trouble. Now, option number two, because the Joint Chiefs actually think global warming is the biggest threat facing this country. Not the Chinese military or the Chinese Communist Party, whose leaders told us starting in 2005 that they plan to weaponize coronaviruses, to use them as weapons, not on the battlefield, but to get the upper hand financially. That's not the biggest threat. They don't get that. We're in trouble. If they actually said that climate change is the biggest threat facing America, and keep in mind the military's been purged, so it's possible they did. It's equally likely that Biden is lying. Both are alarming.
This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming.
Global warming. Okay, folks asking, what is the contest word right now? And I should have given it earlier in the hour, so I'm going to give you a freebie. It's harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, harbor. Is that correct, Tim? Looking like it's not. I read it. I just read it off the list. Is it not? It's, okay, he's checking. You just had, I didn't mean to alarm you. I had this look on your face like I got that wrong. I'm reading it off the list. It's that it's harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, for this hour. To win the 1,000. It is! Thumbs up. Okay. Okay. And you text that to the contest line, 72881. That number's good up until the top of the hour. And then we will give you another keyword. And you text that to us. It's super easy. And you potentially could win $1,000 for listening to the show. Not that you wouldn't any other way. You won't find content like this anywhere else. Okay, coming up on the show, there's a pattern developing here with how Biden treats countries that attack us, countries that have given large sums to Hunter, large sums of money to Hunter that he subsequently did not report to the IRS, which is, of course, a felony. There is a trend developing here in which country attacks us, Biden rewards them. Country attacks us, Biden rewards them. So if you are China or Russia or any other country, what you are learning is if you attack the United States of America or hurt us in some way, you will be quickly rewarded by Joe Biden with something very valuable to you. Wait till you find out what he just gave to China. Up next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
On this Thursday, which is good news, because that means it's almost Friday, and that's really good news. This is not good news, though. There's a pattern here. This is unbelievable. Okay, first we watch Biden kneecap the Keystone Pipeline, toss people's jobs. Then we watch the Russians openly challenge our warships in Crimea and other places, mocking Biden, telling him to leave and turn around. So he does. And then we watch a major attack, a cyber attack that Biden's administration tells us, the FBI tells us, so who knows if it's true, came from the Russians. And Biden rewards them with the pipeline Trump wouldn't give him. Yeah, suspending the threatened sanctions Trump had laid on the table, which were working. That energy pipeline was not built from Russia to Germany. To understand how bad the Russians wanted that pipeline, because it's going to give the ruble, the ruble will displace the petrodollar. In other words, energy deals won't be done in American dollars, which pumps up the value of our dollar. They'll be going to be done in Europe in rubles now. That is a disaster. Really hurts America. I mean, so this was a massive win for Russia. One so big, him saying, nah, I'm not going to sanction you. Go ahead, build that pipeline. We're cool with it. I mean, do you realize that Russia had spent just ton of dough and ton of blood and treasure trying to build a pipeline across Iraq and Syria and then arc it up into Europe? And Biden's like, oh, silly, don't bother with that. Nah, here, have a pipeline. So here's the pattern, okay? That was strike one. You attack us, you hurt us, you repel us, you humiliate us on the national on the national stage. You could have whatever you want. Would you want most of the pipeline? You want energy supremacy and this political supremacy over Europe? Good, go ahead, go for it, Biden says. He just did it with the Chinese. So we have just learned that it appears, according to scientific experts from around the world, from India to the UK to here, that COVID came out of a bioweapons lab. So upon learning that, what does Joe Biden do? Look at the pattern. Watch the pattern. He drops Trump's ban on TikTok and WeChat. Sounds like a small thing, but it is not. Because listen to what happened. Listen, watch how this went down. Did you see what TikTok just did? Folks, you got kids on TikTok? Get them off. Have your kids installed TikTok on your phone? The Chinese hope they did, because they got everything on that phone. Get it off now. Biden, do you know what TikTok just did? Okay, so here's the sequence. TikTok announces, you got to understand something. There is a law on the books in China that says all Chinese corporations must share all intel they gather with the Chinese government, which is the Chinese Communist Party, right? Must. It is the law. So any tech company coming out of China, it doesn't matter what it is, it is the Chinese Communist Party. It is not a real tech company. That is how it works. Trump understood that. So what happens? We literally learn that it appears China may have used deliberately or inadvertently a bioweapon developed by them against us. And what do? Nothing. So what do they announce? That they roll out a new plan to collect TikTok and WeChat users' biometric information and keep it forever. Their voice prints, their face prints, as well as their metadata. So this is, Biden can do nothing. We own him anyway. And they do. They got the proof of the crimes that Hunter and Biden committed. They know where that money went. They know it went right from Hunter's accounts right into Joe's. They know that. They know Joe has to do whatever they say. They know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. Peter Schweitzer was number one on the New York Times best-selling list for reporting that. So listen to that. Listen to the sequence here. This should chill you. TikTok, which is, for all practical purposes, the Chinese Communist government, just announces, hey, you know what? We're going to start collecting biometric information on Americans. Think who uses TikTok? It's kids. It's kids. It's your children. Yeah, we're going to get their voice prints. We're going to get their face prints. We're going to know who they are forever. We're going to get their metadata, too. We're going to get all that. And what does Biden do? On the same day after that announcement, he not only doesn't condemn it, he announces he's dropping Trump's TikTok ban. It's like the communists have said to the communist Chinese have said to Biden, you will do this. And he says, yes, sir. Then he goes to Europe to announce that America First is over. Well, who's first? Best as I can tell is China and Russia. But you got to understand the way TikTok is operating now. They have already began the political persecution. They've already knocked out, you can't, Prager, you can't use it. They are recording. They are doing the same thing Facebook is. But at least we have some recourse against those tech companies. Do not let your kids install this on your phone. They will have everything about you. Do not let your kids use TikTok. Ask them if they have it. Take it off their phones now. It may already be too late. So this is all 1 week, folks. All 1 week. We learned virus probably came out of the lab in Wuhan. Biden don't care. And he lifts the ban on TikTok literally hours after China announces, oh, we're going to collect Americans' biometric information. But it's the same thing it did with the Russians. So they humiliate us. They cyber attack us. According to Biden, he's the one who told us that. It's not me saying that. And he rewards them with the pipeline they want. What do these two countries have in common? Do you know? I'll tell you. They control Biden utterly. Because Hunter took that $3.5 million wired into his bank account from Putin associate Yelena Baturina. And he didn't report it to the IRS. And the only reason we know he did that is the Treasury Department flagged it as a suspicious transaction. And the Senate committee, a Senate Intelligence Committee, got a hold of it. He didn't report it to the IRS. What does that mean? Russians got him dead to rights. That's a crime. That's how they control him. Now, if you're the Russians, what do? You watch the transfer of that money into Hunter's accounts, and then you watch where it goes after. Where do you think it went after? They know. What do you want to bet it was Joe's accounts? Well, Hunter told us on the laptop that's where it goes. I mean, not that specific transaction, but that Joe got 50%, so... That is why the Russians give you this money. They know you can't report it to the IRS. They want to follow where it goes. It's exactly what the Chinese did. Remember Tony Bobulinski, how he quit when he realized that Hunter was using the corporation as a piggy bank. The Chinese put the money in, Hunter takes it out. Where'd the money go? Guaranteed the Chinese know where it went. What did Hunter tell us the deal is with the big guy? 50%? They know what account that went into. Guarantee it was Joe's. If it wasn't, the media would be talking about the laptop. They're not. They know where it went. So the Chinese and the Russians. See how this works? So it's not that Joe is bribed and he's just doing what his friends want because they've given him some money. It's because they own him. And Joe just gave up your kid's face and biometric ID to the Chinese. And gave him a pat on the back by lifting Trump's attempted TikTok ban right after they announced, hey, yeah, we're going to take everything on your children so we can control them and censor them in the future. That's what he just did. And now he's off to Europe to announce America is last now. All right, coming up in less than just, well, I don't know, in the next 10 minutes, let's say. Need to listen closely because we will have the next contest word will be announced. I already know what it is. When you hear it, you're going to need to text it to the cash, the contest line, not the regular text line. That is 72881. So go ahead and put that in your phone. Makes it easier. 72881. Also makes my listeners more likely to win, which I love. 72881. So we'll have the next cash contest keyword. Send it in and you could win $1,000. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Last night, Charlie said infrastructure would not be used for roads, bridges, and ports, but for social engineering. I believe he's correct on the first two items, but ports will be adjusted for the CCP's wishes. That's communist, Chinese Communist Party. Texter writes, hey, Tara, what are your thoughts on the Maricopa County forensic audit? I am watching it closely. But I need better sources before I can bring it to you. That's all I'm going to say at this point. One thing you need to keep in mind, the Democrats are absolutely flipping out about this. And if you want to see that, it's nightly on MSNBC, a total meltdown, which is how you know things are on the right track. They have now had elected officials from Pennsylvania and from Georgia tour the Maricopa County to begin launching similar forensic style audits in their states, which is a really, really good thing. We are not going to get the truth on this election until we can get the forensic audit. So this has got to spread, and there are signs that it is. That's all I'm going to say about it right now, but I am keeping my eyes on it. There's a lot of good stuff going on there. Texter writes, Tara, Donald Trump is America first. Joe Biden is America dead last. Now the texter writes, what if TikTok is already on my phone? Yikes. Get it off your phone, and especially get it off your kids' phones. Do not let your kids put TikTok on a phone. Joe Biden has just literally handed your child's biometric information over to the Chinese. I can't get over that. I mean, the Chinese are like, yeah, we're going to collect voice prints and face prints. We're going to go ahead and keep those for all time. And Joe literally hours later says, okay, cool. I'll just go ahead and drop Trump's threats there to Trump's plans there to go ahead and ban TikTok in the U.S. Remember, he was well on his way to forcing the sale of TikTok. Or American control. Joe just said, forget that. Not doing that. Here, have our kids. We don't care. You're going to rule us anyway. Might as well go ahead and do it. And to do this in the week we find out about the origins of COVID? Folks, I don't know. Biden does not represent you. He doesn't represent me. He doesn't represent liberals. He doesn't represent Democrats. This is something we've never seen before. Texter writes, to have our children's biometric information is great for the sex trade and human trafficking business. They know where you are. They know your patterns and they could pick up your kids. There's no end to what they could do with this. They've already begun the political persecution of conservative outlets. And as we've been talking about on the Battleground podcast, what is remarkable in the world right now is that it doesn't matter anymore what your address is. Chinese style censorship and repression is over your head. They have a technological way now to put it, to bring the Iron Curtain to the world. It is the chief U.S. export. And so when you look at this, what is China doing with this? And you look at all the stuff that Trump administration put out, they believe that TikTok was collecting blackmail material to continue being better able to control folks. And we don't know who the leaders of the next generation are going to be that are going to need to be controlled. So TikTok is collecting this on children, starting, you know, when they're young. Look at your kids. They're all on TikTok. And so they're so confident that Biden's going to kneel down to them that they just announced, yeah, we're going to collect that. We're going to go ahead and keep it for all time. The possibilities of what they could do with it are literally endless in terms of controlling the next generation. For blackmail, which we already know is a huge problem, that's not my opinion. That was John Ratcliffe when he was the director of national intelligence. Remember, he told us it was scary how much blackmail the Chinese were conducting on our elected officials. Well, they're preparing to blackmail a generation of American children. And Biden just went, oh, cool, yeah, go ahead. That's cool. Oh, you want to collect biometric? All right, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's fine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.